Hey, yo, this is Fonz.
And Quan.
And welcome back to another show. Listen, if you're on social media, primarily Facebook, go search Backpool Sports Podcast War Room, where we are always chopping it up. We got special things going on. And, you know, even if you're a Cowboy fan, or like my man, he's still a fan, we'll still welcome you in there, you know.
Watch it. Also, make sure you subscribe, like, and comment on our YouTube channel at Backpool Sports Podcast. We're there every week, and we would love for y'all to be a part of it by dropping your comments. If you want to be notified of when that video drop, which is also weekly, hit that notification bell right over to the side. Mm-hmm. And anything else you want to add?
Man, I ain't got nothing else, man. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Doing good.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. It's a long time ago, but it's a holiday this weekend, so I ain't worried about it.
Right.
But I guess we could go ahead and jump into the topic. So, I know we talked about the Miami Dolphins a few weeks ago. We talked about how they hung a 70 blade on the Denver Broncos. But I'm not going to say it's alarming, but it's kind of interesting at the same time. I did my research on Miami. Mm-hmm. And I found out that Miami, in my opinion, is a wee bit suspect. Mm-hmm. Now, we all saw them lose Sunday morning to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
The Miami Dolphins are currently 0-3 against teams with a winning record.
Uh-huh.
And then in those losses, they got beat down.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Tua, he's 5-10 in those games winning record. So out of 15 games, he only won 5. Again, in those losses, they were beat down. And of course, their offense was slowed down from their pace. So I'm going to let you go ahead and tackle that first part of it, if you will, please.
Miami Dolphins, contenders or pretenders?
That is the question.
I believe they are pretenders.
You hit them with the
Oogie joke. Man. No, they're definitely – I think they're pretenders. Here's why. For the simple fact, when you look at the Miami Dolphins, mm-hmm. you know, they are the high-scoring – offense, but like you just mentioned earlier, they got an issue when they play teams that's above 500.
Right.
Also, when they're not playing at home, you see a big difference as well.
Yeah, you do see that.
Now, they played the Chiefs, which was found out that the reason why they played in Germany was because they didn't want Tyreek Hill to be booed in Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh.
But if you look at the difference, Dolphins this season at home is 4-0. Mm-hmm. They average 43.5 points a game.
Right.
On the road, they're 2-3. And that 43.5 turns into 22.2 points.
Mm.
Also, not to mention, against teams that are below 500, they average 39 points a game. And with teams that are above 500, that 39 drops all the way down to 17.
Ooh.
So it definitely is an issue with the Miami Dolphins. They're not going to be able to contend in the playoffs, not being able to win. Mm-hmm. I mean, they lost to the Bills, they lost to the Chiefs, and I'm forgetting the team, but it's all right. But yeah, it's definitely a huge difference. You know, you're supposed to beat up on bad teams. You know, that's what you're supposed to do when you are a good, decent team. You know, you're going to beat up on them, but
right.
It's real critical that you also beat the good teams as well. You've seen, you know, the defenses, they beat up on them.
Right.
they slow them down. You know, nobody's falling for a lot of motions and stuff. Especially when they're playing at home. I mean, when they're playing away,
mm-hmm.
It's a little tougher for them to run their offense. But I don't think they'll make it far if they continue to, not be able to beat big teams. You can't really blame it on the defense because the defense has been showing up at more than it has been.
Great.
It's just you got to find a way to win the games, man. I mean, I don't feel like it is an excuse for them, because you got one of the fastest human beings to probably walk this earth. And, you know, I really can't even – I'm going to pick some of it on Tua. Tua got to show up, you know. Tua got to play better. Tyreek Hill is a pretty consistent wide receiver. You know, he's going to get his yards,
right?
Whatever. But y'all got to find a way to get in the end zone. And,
yeah,
I'll let you add to that.
But yeah, to your point with Tyreek Hill, I don't know what Philly, Buffalo, or Kansas City did to throttle Tyreek Hill, but it was effective. Like I said, in those losses, the Miami Dolphins got blown out. And like you said, the defense has showed up as of late. But here is some hindsight for those Miami Dolphins. Last year, 2022, they played 8 games against teams that made the playoffs, and they lost 6. So this is not something that's new when it comes down to the Miami Dolphins. A year and a half stretch versus likely playoff bound teams. The Dolphins are currently 2-9. So over in a year and a half, they're 2-9 against teams that are likely to make the playoffs. And they've been outscored 330-239, which is a negative 91 point differential, and averages 21 points per game in those contests. So my thing is, and like we said on last show, we compared the receivers of A.J. Brown and Tyreek Hill. You took A.J., I took Tyreek. One of the downfalls to Tyreek Hill is that when a defense game plans to stop him, Tyreek Hill is the cog that makes that offense work. And when you take that cog out the way, you're going to have issues. Just like you see when Buffalo hung 48 on them. When Philly, I forget the final score, but I don't think the Dolphins scored 20. But Tyreek Hill had 88 yards. He was on pace to go ahead and get his 1,000 yards that night in Philly. And on top of Sunday. Okay, so now the remaining schedule is favorable outside of a few teams. Namely us, of course. So they can develop a good cushion to make the playoffs. I'm not going to sit here and say the Dolphins are not going to make the playoffs, but
you can't even say that to
be successful and have a decent playoff run, Miami is going to have to show up, because they're not guaranteed to play at Miami.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, at the end of the day, when you have all those variables put together, honestly, like you said, with Tua gonna have to show up when it matters the most. And that's against these teams that are considered the upper echelon. Just don't show up against Baltimore. But those teams that are considered upper echelon, you'll stay home, you know, and do what they do best.
Yeah, because, I mean, not to cut you off, but Tua has not, you know, he hasn't beat those good teams. You know, we talk about the Bills, you know, but we've seen what the Bills can be and can do. We talk about the Chiefs, you know, we see what the Chiefs can do.
Right.
Tua has not stepped on that field and dominated yet. I mean, the 70-point game was by default. We already talked about the Broncos before.
Right.
You know, but he has not outplayed other good quarterbacks.
Has not.
So, it's shocking.
It really is.
It's shocking. The highest scoring offense in the NFL. And I mean, you should be able to put up tons of points. I mean, and like I said, your defense has shown up lately, so you really can't put that on them. It's a lack of production on the offensive side of the ball. And that's
that's the overwhelming
constant. Not the place where you think they would struggle at.
Right. You would think that the back end of the way these teams that they lost to is putting up points, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking 28-plus against their defense in those losses. You would think that their defense was suspect.
Right.
But the fact of the matter remains, I mean, honestly, I got to say, Tyreek Hill, he got to figure it out. Tua, he got to show up when it matters the most, especially coming now. We in the double digits of the season. We heading into week 10 now. And you have yet to beat a team that's over 500. So, to me, that screams overrated for right now.
Overrated, yep.
That screams sure. overrated. Because if you can't take care of business, then what are you here for? On the flip side, and this is not going to be a Raven-centric show, but look at my Baltimore Ravens. We're beating teams who are division leaders. Mm. We've been and not just beating them, dominating.
Right.
So again, like I said on Saturday's show, those checks and balances, man, it got to balance out at some point. Like I said, they're going to make the playoffs. And they could possibly win at least a game. They could possibly make it out of wild card weekend if they play in Miami.
I don't even know whether that can beat Cincinnati. I don't even know whether that can beat Cincinnati and Joe. I mean, yeah, like I said before, Tua has yet to say to step on that field and say, you know, I got some of the best people around me,
yeah,
and I'm gonna outplay you. He has not shown that yet. And I don't even trust them to get out the first round. I'm just going to be honest. It seems like they're too easily to be beaten.
Right.
And
they're going to have to beat Buffalo first. Because that's going to be for the AFC East. So they're going to have to
see what Buffalo did to them.
Yeah, and we've seen how Buffalo Wild Wings.
Which they have fell off since that game.
They have.
But
they've lost a lot of games they should have won.
Divisional, like I said, divisional games is always a toss-up. Yeah. No matter what the record could be, you know,
you really throw the record out the window when it comes to division games.
Yeah. So, but I don't know, man. I don't trust them. I don't trust them. I mean, yeah, on paper they're the best statistically, but it just seems like they're too stoppable. They're contained too well. Yeah. I mean, they was outplayed that last game against Kansas, 21-0 in the first half.
Yeah,
but, I mean. Already shut out the door. And Patrick Mahomes don't got Tyreek Hill.
Exactly, which is amazing.
He got the highest scoring, you know what I mean, offense in the NFL. And he still maintained to beat such a challenge, you know,
something that keeps
some coaches up at night to try to figure out, okay, how are we going to double-team Hill over the top and also contain Jalen Waddle underneath.
Yeah.
Now, their run game has been sufficed, but that doesn't help when you're playing from behind, when you're down 21-0 in halftime.
Because I got really mad at Miami because I got Raheem Mostert on my fantasy team. So I got really mad with him because usually Raheem is giving me like 22 and 25 points a week. And, you know, when you got, like you said, when you're down 21 skunk, game over. But it is neither here nor there.
Especially against Kansas.
Yeah, especially Kansas City. You cannot get down and stay down with Kansas City. I mean, it was a miracle they scored 14 garbage time points. I mean,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I thought really Kansas City was going to shut them out. And that would have been huge for Kansas City.
Well, I told you somebody was even going to be shut out of blowing out. So.
Yeah, boy. But I ain't going to talk. I ain't going to speak on it. But you know what? I got to speak on it because that's the next topic. So we talked about Pittsburgh on Saturday. And we kind of figured out what the problem really is in Pittsburgh. So we're going to talk about Cleveland just for a little bit. We're not going to be before you long. let's talk about Cleveland. Now, here's the thing. Speaking of that blowout shutout thing, Cleveland was the team that shut out Arizona. Right? I can't put any credence on it. You supposed to shut out a third string rookie quarterback named Clayton Toon.
You're right.
You're supposed to do that. I mean, so kudos to Cleveland for playing to their strengths. Now, is the Cleveland defense legit? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. But the AFC North has good defenses, too. Currently, if the season was to end tonight, every team in the AFC North has a playoff spot. That is unheard of. That is unprecedented. And
if that happens, that'll be the second year in a row. I don't think it happened last year.
No, it didn't. It didn't happen last year. It happened recently, but to be
right,
this, if you want to call it early, you could call it early. We call it late. You could call it late. But it'd be to be at this point of the season to have each AFC North team in a slot for the dance. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's huge. So to tell me AFC North is the best division of football, and I concur. Like I said, Cleveland defense is legit, but the rest of the AFC North has great defenses as well. Sunday, this is what they did to Clayton Toon. 7 sacks, 10 tackles for loss, 8 pass deflections, 10 quarterback hits, 2 interceptions, 1 fumble. And again, this dude's name was Clayton Toon. That was the perfect example of beating who's in front of you. I seen the time. Yeah. I seen the time Cleveland would have lost that game anyway. Here's my question though. Now we just gave the defense their kudos and kind of took it back, but gave it back to them anyway. Let's talk about Deshaun Watson. Now Deshaun Watson, his first game back after missing weeks with a shoulder injury, had 219 passing yards and 2 TDs, one of which was an enormous fluke because it bounced off the face mask of an Arizona Cardinals player by the name of Dante Stills and landed in Amari Cooper's waiting, outstretched hands. So do you think that Deshaun Watson is on his way back to where he was when he was in Houston?
No.
Me neither. No. I am not scared of Deshaun Watson.
No. I mean, for the past 2 games, he's been throwing a little over 50%.
Right.
Which isn't good for a quarterback who has the most guaranteed money in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying. But, yes, no, sir. I'm not scared. I don't think he'll ever return to that Houston Texans Watson.
I don't think so.
I definitely would like to see him use his legs, I guess, his escape. Tendencies a little bit more.
Yeah.
But no, he ain't the same Deshaun Watson. No, most of these games, the defense has been keeping them in the game.
That is true.
So shout out again to the Browns defense for making the good offensive teams look very normal.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been doing a whole lot of work to win these games.
That is facts. That is facts.
So no, I don't think he'll ever revamp his career right now. I think he's just riding the wave of maybe not making too many mistakes. That defense, I mean, the defense is just good, man. I mean, that'll be the only reason why they probably will, if they do make it to the AFC, into the playoffs, which we don't know yet because we got 3 teams in AFC North with the same record. But we're going to see who's going to fall first. Somebody got to fall, and Lord knows.
I ain't ready to fall just yet. It's been a long time coming.
If it ever comes down to him being the one who has to carry the game on his shoulders, they're going to fail.
So, I mean, if he got to have that winning drive to win, against an AFC North opponent, it's not going to happen for him. I feel sorry for him. So, Cleveland is entering a critical 2-game stretch. Basically, to move up in the AFC North standings. They got a Week 10 game coming up Sunday against my Baltimore Ravens, who, press pause, has scored 106 points in the last 3 games against the Lions, Cardinals, and Seahawks. That's combined. And Week 11 against your Pittsburgh Steelers. So they got Ravens and Steelers back to back. Now, they got to come to y'all. No. You go to them, and they come to us. Yeah.
We played there.
So, like I said, they got a critical 2-game stretch. Pittsburgh, people talk junk about Pittsburgh everywhere. I don't count them out until it's over. I've learned a long time ago, when it comes down to Pittsburgh, you do not, and I repeat, do not, I don't care if they're on a bad year, you do not count them out. Especially with that defense they got. And we saw what that defense did to the Browns early in the season. Right now, Cleveland is 1-2 in the AFC North. But yeah, like I said, yeah, they will have the number six seed.
These two games critical.
Yeah, they really critical. They will have the number six seed if the playoffs started tomorrow.
So
here's the thing. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, because we're gonna put these two topics together in a minute. Hypothetically speaking, the season plays out as such, as it is right now. That means you got four AFC North teams in these playoffs. Let's go back to Miami. If I'm Miami, I'm shaking in my boots.
Yeah.
I don't want
to. Sure is. Because
four seeds, now it's seven seeds. AFC North got all four.
Right.
That could be the makings for AFC North, AFC Championship game. That's just being hypothetical, though. I ain't saying it's going to happen, but that's just a hypothetical. Right, yeah. And if you look at Miami, the way they built, more than likely they're going to have to go on the road.
Yeah, they ain't good on the road.
No.
They ain't a road winning team.
No, because if they got to go on the road against Cincinnati, I don't think they're going to come out there on top. It depends on what version of Cincinnati you get. Definitely, they're going to roll.
I told you, they're coming alive.
And I'm looking, hey, I'm upstairs, like, quiet down there. You know, don't come up here. But they're going to roll against Pittsburgh or Baltimore at this point, at this juncture, the way everything is looking. I don't see that being a happy ending either. And even with Cleveland, dare I say it. and you still got Kansas City lurking out there.
Right, you still got Kansas.
Yep. So, I mean, like, so to sum it all up, Cleveland's defense is probably the best they've had since they've been reactivated. I'm just going to be up honest and up front with
you. They ain't shut out a team like that since 07.
Oh,
and that should say a lot about how far they didn't came. But shout out to their defensive coordinator, because I don't think nobody expected the Browns defense to be as good as it is.
Oh, I did.
he put it together though. He's definitely using the personnel to the best of their abilities and to the best of his abilities.
Right.
You know, so big shout out to them for balling. They in my division, so I really hope they fall.
I hope they fall. Everything. Just stumble.
But nevertheless, you know what I'm saying? They balling out. And Miami, like I said, I think they're still learning. This is new to them. Winning is new to them.
They haven't really been relevant in about 50 years.
Right. So for Tyreek Hill been over there for about 2 years now?
I think it's the second year down there.
So about to think this is, yeah. So they learning, you know what I mean? They learning.
They got to crawl before you walk. You know, that was,
yeah, you got to crawl before you walk. But at the same time, Dove, you're going to say you got the best offense in the NFL. And like I said, like we keep mentioning, they defense is playing better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially when they got Bradley Chubb back.
Yeah, that was huge for them.
You know what I'm saying? They playing better. They got to find a way to get the ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
And that speaks to the other receivers in that wide receiver core outside of Tyreek Hill, because as a person who knows something about having a good number one, you got to have some. You got to have some good, you know what I'm saying, accommodation.
Yeah. To that. You got to have a good. Their scheme is good.
Yeah, the scheme is definitely good.
The scheme is great.
Yeah,
it's great, but it's fine if you do it against those bottom feeders.
Right.
So what's that offense that you took out there to Denver?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That'll be your key to beating, or at least contending with, the upper echelon teams. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, they ain't playing. I don't understand it, man. It's like the pressure, when the pressure's on them, they just fold like a lawn chair. Yeah. And I feel like the commentator off of Dong on Madden, when he be saying that when you get folded like a lawn. But you know, I mean, they ain't pushing P. You know what I mean? You got to push P out there, man. You know,
yeah.
Tyreek Hill can't do it all. You know what I'm saying? He's already getting a lot of the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else gonna have to step up. My man Wilson, I don't know his first name, but you got to step up. Doggone Tua, you got to go out there and dominate, man. There ain't no excuse why you shouldn't have at least 2 touchdowns a game. Right. At least.
At minimum. But, you know, if you come up on a defense like Cleveland, they give you the Cleveland steamer.
You're right. But, I mean, and I'm not going to say anybody. Let me rephrase that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a challenge for you to just throw a deep ball on a fly route to Tyreek Hill.
It's not.
95% of the time, he's going to burn whoever's in front of him.
Yep.
Unless they just good like that.
Right. There's very few corners and safeties in this league darn good.
Right.
To keep up with that, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the good words say, many a call for a truth.
That would have said,
but, though. But, you know what I mean? They got to play better, man. They ain't going to be successful. I'm calling it now. They definitely pretenders. Like I said, if they play it against Cincinnati, they'll lose. Yeah, you ain't scoring no points. How the world you go from 39 to 17 points when you play somebody over 500?
Mm.
How that work?
I don't get it. How you 0-3? The world may never know.
So we definitely got to be an improvement, man. Tua got to play better. And the Browns, they just one-sided
pretty much now.
I mean, Amari Cooper is the number one, but we also seen what that same number one was doing in Dallas when he was considered the number one receiver over there. So I'm not going to speak too much on that.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, that's not enough. Also, Nick Chubb is not there. Kareem Hunt is not a slouch at all.
No.
But he's not a Nick Chubb. And so, yeah, good luck with riding the wave on the defense. Because eventually, Deshaun Watson is going to have to do a little bit more than doing some checkdowns and you know, throwing barely over 200 yards and barely getting half of his completion.
I think it's more with them, with going back to Cleveland. Yes, the presence of Nick Chubb is missed in Cleveland, Ohio, is missed. But like you said, and then you got to think about it. Some of those games that Cleveland has won, they skated by. There was a missed field goal away from losing against San Fran. But, and then, you know, you see Geno Smith come back on them.
Right.
So
then they lose by 1 point to doggone Colts.
Exactly. So
yeah, man.
You starting to see a trend when it comes down to the Cleveland Browns defense. You know what I'm saying? But they remains to be seen. And my answer are the Miami Dolphins contenders or pretenders. They are pretenders until they prove me otherwise.
Yeah, that's why I said they pre-contenders.
You can't be a contender and not beat a team over 500. I'm sorry.
But the only reason why I say they're contenders because and when they do get it right,
it's going to be.
And hopefully it'll be this season.
It's gonna be something.
Hopefully it'll be this season. We still got a lot of football left.
Yep, 7 weeks.
We got you know a lot of other things to be seen. So hopefully these losses that they're taking right now teach them a lesson.
Yeah,
which they'll be able to get their face back with Buffalo because they play them twice.
Mm-hmm.
They may not see the Chiefs no more until maybe the divisional AFC if they make it that far.
If they
gonna make it that far.
Look, if they get that Ferrari out of Newton. you gotta beat at least one. It's week 10 now. You gotta beat at least one team that's over 500. I mean, that's
can't
just
be one of them.
Even Cleveland beat a team over 500. I'm just saying, you know, and y'all know how Cleveland was, but big shout out to both of those teams. Now I wish Miami success. Cleveland, they can rest in poop. But anyway. Before I leave, man, look, thank y'all for the prayers and all the well wishes for my grandma, man. Like, I appreciate everything. Just to give a short story, Grandma right now is in ICU. She fell the other day, and she had hip surgery on Monday. Then they found a blood clot in her lung Tuesday. So just continue to pray, continue to, you know, send them on up. And like I told my wife, I said, Grandma going to be fine. Regardless of what happens, she's going to be all right.
Right.
She's going to be all right. So that's what, you know, but, you know, life happens. So, you know, y'all relatives, you know, especially ones that you don't quite get along with, you know, even ones you ain't talked to in a while, talk to your relatives, man. Get with your family. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Life is too short to hold grudges. Life is too precious to hold any type of animosity, especially towards family members, even people that's not even your family. Life is too short. But, you know what I'm saying? But, again, thank y'all for tuning into the show. Again, let us know in the comments. Do y'all think Miami is a contender or a pretender? And let us know what you think about Cleveland. Do you think they are on the come up, or you think they still got some time left to put it all together? You know, just let us know. And also, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Got anything you want to add, brother?
Not at all. Just wanted to say I send my condolences to you and your family.
Appreciate you, man.
Prayers up to y'all. And for the fans and the viewers that's watching this show, like my boy said, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know anytime when we upload, hit that notification bell.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Like soon, y'all know how YouTube works. Soon as up there, you boop, right on your phone. I'm trying to tell you.
Right on your phone, right there.
Or whatever you watch.
Just slide down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, that's about it, man.
All right, well, we're going to get on out of here, man. This has been the Bad Boy Sports Podcast with your man, Fonz.
And Kwan.
And we are out.